A couple of emails about ads, political ads. Good luck with the health, says one listener, Peter. How the hell, Ray, can Bob Hawke be allowed to broadcast that BS about the Libs privatising Medicare? Similarly, more B dust from the nurses' union. We need some independent body to verify the truth. Well, the worst one I've seen, even allowing for Mr. Hawke, who I have a bit of affection for, is the one about the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal, where, you know, they're portraying it as if, you know, the Liberal coalition government has stymied it. The government responded to pleas from me and other people on behalf of owner drivers. And the Transport Workers Union was trying to bully them into joining the union by their rather restrictive trade practices. It's got nothing to do with road safety. It's got to do with the unions getting a lot more members, the TWU particularly. And the ad is offensive because it's just a lie. And then I noticed there was an accident up in the northwestern part of New South Wales yesterday. It may well have been a fatality from what I understand. Now, without even knowing whether it was an owner driver or a big corporation with a salaried driver, there came the press releases from the TWU. Oh, this is what happens when you don't put the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal in place. I've never heard so much poppycock in my life. They wouldn't have known. And they probably still don't know. And we've had evidence on this program. The bulk of tragic accidents on our roads involving trucks are caused by motorists, not the truck drivers. And secondly, they mainly involve the big transport companies, not owner drivers. That's inarguable. Unless, of course, you're with the TWU. But the ad's just an out-and-out lie. An out-and-out lie. Just terrible. Now, the accident occurred at 1:45. The statement came out yesterday at about 4 o'clock. They wouldn't know then the details. Two truck drivers have been killed in a horrific truck crash in New South Wales, highlighting the deadly nature of the job and a need for solution to the crisis in trucking. The incident involved a head-on collision between two heavy vehicles at Rocky River near Yarralla. My thoughts are with the family, said Tony Sheldon. Trucking's in a real crisis. Hundreds of small transport businesses, owner drivers go bankrupt every year because of tight margins. The pay of many truck drivers is so low. This is just balderdash, Tony. We spoke to dozens and dozens of owner drivers. And forcing them into your neatly folded system that was done by Julia Gillard in her dying days as Prime Minister is absolutely ridiculous. It says here what the federal government abolished. The government abolished the safe rate system. Nothing to do with safe rates. An order giving owner drivers a safe minimum rate was in force from April 4. Along with the safe minimum rates, abolishing the system will send a requirement for owner drivers to be paid within 30 days. The bottom line is this. The owner drivers didn't want it. They still don't want it. And you are going to force them out of business. Put that in the ad.